LTR and 4ZLK.
Good evening, Shane. N0ZLK, N0TR. Turn that down a little, Bernice.
The mailman walked up here and brought your mail to me today. So I was just looking over it. It looks pretty good.
Good. Rusty said he got his today, too. Let me turn this Trinidad and Tobago down here. I just turned the radio on for a minute. You can turn it back on where you can hear it, Bernice. It's not going to bother me. We were sitting here watching Hooder, and I turned this on, and I get an unusual call sign, 9Y60TT. I've talked to Trinidad and Tobago many times, but this was a different call, kind of a 60th anniversary or something, so I went ahead and worked it for the fun of it. And that's about all I've done this evening, actually, Shane. I hope you get some enjoyment out of that. That sure is my favorite antenna, and that's just what I use to get this contact.
Over and reading the directions, I may have a few questions when I start building it, but it looks pretty good. It looks like a good option. I've got a box built for an InFET antenna, and I haven't got any further than that, so I don't know what I'm going to do yet.
One thing you could do would be come down and walk out in the backyard and look up at mine, and I think putting your Mark II eyeball on it's about the best thing you can do, Shane.
On that at some point, I'll let you know. It'll be a while. Not sure when I'll get to it, but I just want to let you know I got it. I heard you check into the net, and I figured you might still have your radio on. I just was reading it right before I called you, so I appreciate you sending that out to me.
Pleasure, Shane. I was going to see something here. I just put up that 160-meter vertical. I'm reading and trying to talk here. It's kind of like walking and, you know, rubbing your tummy and your head at the same time with me. There's a guy on here on 1825.8, if I can. I want to see if I can hear him on that vertical tonight. I'll let you listen if I can. 160's just been dead, of course, this time of year. We'll see if it tuned it. Just blink, blink, just like that. Nothing there. It was in the Czech Republic. But I'm not hearing him. I'm kind of thrilled with that. Chad helped me put it up. And it was no easy job, I can tell you that. The part that he helped me with, I put up the counterpoise and all that. But I told Rusty I had a super loop made out of 100, I think it's either 14 or 12 gauge. I think it's 12 gauge THHN. I think that copper clad steel's a lot tougher, of course. But you'd be welcome to take it and put it up or look at it and see what it looks like. But I think if you just see what this is like up in the sky, I tried to take some pictures of it, Shane, but it's really hard to get a picture of an antenna that's just wire up in the sky, you know.
I completely understand. And yeah, I think putting some eyeballs on it would help. Give me a better idea, because there's a couple of the connections I'm a little, the first time I've seen them, so, and I'll look over them again a couple times, and sometimes it takes my brain a couple of, two or three times of looking at something for it to finally settle in. So, but yeah, I'll stop by there sometime, I'll let you know, we'll arrange something where I can come by and take a look at it.
I'll show you, I just sent you one of the pictures I took of it today. The sky was kind of overcast, and photography's kind of funny. I used to do a lot of it, but with cameras instead of cell phones. But you can kind of see the bottom of it where the coax hooks into the Bowlin, and I highly recommend that Bowlin by wire design. And it's a current Bowlin. They make a voltage and a current voltage goes on the Carolina Wyndham, and this is a current bell on 4-1. And they are good for like 5,000 watts, Shane. And they really, they'll last you a lifetime. And if you look up above that, you'll see that T-lock device, and coming down from that is that 29 feet, 10 inches of 450-ohm ladder line, and you just merely strip it and short it together at the bottom of it. I don't know if you got that on your phone yet or not.
Called or texted to me.
I texted it to you.
Got it yet?
Well, I think it should have went. I'm changing my phone over to Spectrum on Monday. But I'm here in the house now, so that should have went to the Ethernet or whatever you call it here, the Wi-Fi. Usually it goes pretty much instantaneously. I could email it if it'd be better.
You want to double-check my number?
I gotta move a magnetic dish here. I don't want to lay my microphone down on it.
Okay, yeah, I should have gotten it. I'm wondering if maybe you got the wrong number somehow.
I'll picture again. I'll just email it. It'd be on the way, Shane. And you can't see the whole antenna, but it's like an upside down triangle, basically. The balun being at the bottom, and then it goes up to two insulators, and the balun ties back in at each end with the I'm just going to confuse you with the wire that's on top that goes to that T-lock. And you absolutely want to get that T-lock device. It makes that so simple to run those two wires into it, and then you just drop that 450-ohm ladder line in the bottom of it and solder it to those two wires that come into it, and then snap it together, and it's got a nylon wing nut that holds it together, a couple of them.
I found the picture. It sent it to the junk for some reason. Might be because you, let's see, did you email it from your phone? Maybe that's why it did that.
I'm down in the basement, and my old Outlook on email on this computer down here quit working, and this is what I do all my logging on, and that W4DJW is going to come over and kind of gang these things together. It's got a solid-state drive in it that I had replaced, but it's still pretty old. It's about 12 years old, and the one upstairs is a new one and a very finest, latest generation i7. And I'd like to be able to, when I log something down here, I'd like it to log in up there on that N3FJP, you know, when you're in your logging software. When I log it here, I want it to log it upstairs. Oh, I hate to bug Dave. He said he was going to come over and do it someday, but I haven't asked him again. I don't know if he's forgot it or what.
No, he's retired now, so he's a busy man. I'm sure he'll get to it. Yeah, I can see, even on a picture, I know what you're saying. It's still a little difficult to kind of get an idea of how it is, even though you've got a picture of it. It's just not the same as seeing it in person.
And, gosh, I'd love for you to come over and look at it. If I'm not here, just go right on up back and make yourself at home. You can drive down the, there's two driveways, and the one that goes into the carport's not the one you want. You want the one to the west of that. And you can drive down to the bottom and just walk out across those big rocks and look up, and you'll see the Super Loop. Right above your head is the Carolina Wyndham. And then you'll see the three counterpoise 4x4 sticking up in the air with the copper-clad steel running back and forth for the 160-meter vertical up above it. So I'm pretty happy with my setup now. It really works great.
Your 160-meter antenna, but I've seen Fred's, and I understand it's very similar. That's a lot of wire.
I had to key my cell phone to talk back to you. It must be getting late. Shoot. Yeah, that... Let me see if I hear that 160 guy. No. There's a 20 over noise level on 160 meters right now, so I just doubt that I'd hear him coming through, but let me see. Oh, 3508. We'll try that. Oh, 3508. And let's see if he'll tune right up there to that. Well, I don't hear that one either, see? That should have been an easy one. I was just looking for something to show you an example of. There isn't a great deal of CW on tonight that I see right offhand. That was 80 meters, and it's been terribly noisy. I was looking on up the line there. There's just nothing on. There's one at 07024. Because if I can hear him on that super loop, I can work him. And I don't know why that's not tuning up there. There it went. That's how long it usually takes. Wow, it's really terribly noisy tonight. That's Lima Zulu, which is Bulgaria. It's kind of an odd call sign, but they're usually 10 over 9. They're not tonight. I picked a bad night to show you.
Hey, you're not selling your antenna very well tonight, Tom.
To the Carolina... Oh, you know what? That was dumb. I have an antenna switch here. Now, wait a minute. Now, let's see. I'll take the preamp off. And we'll see who that was now. I wasn't paying attention. That's a Lima Zulu 20 ARDF. I was trying to tune that in on my 160-meter antenna. Let me see if it's better on the Carolina Wyndham. I'll tune it over there now. K0TF. That's who's trying to get him. But he's pretty weak on that Carolina Wyndham. All right, that guy's going to work him. And he's really, really weak. Stand by a second here. Now, that's the K0. Hang on a second. I told 1,000 watts at him just then. He heard me, but I can't hear him good enough to copy it.
You're on. I missed that earlier.
He's on 7024. That's about the only thing I see on there in CW. Night before last, well, this weekend, that band scope was saturated with stations on there, Shane. There was a lot of... I could probably get him if I put my headphones on, my high headphones. There was that many contacts on there. It's just absolutely saturated. You want to see if you can hear me up there?
Give me 24.
But I can't hardly even hear this guy. But let me put my headphones on, and then I'll come back to you in a second. Are you ready to copy? Transmit? Talking to somebody but I can't make out. That other guy, I could hear him real clearly. It's a Bulgarian Federation of Radio Amateurs, and it's a walk in the park. I can usually get that very easily. But somebody's still talking to him on there. I got one earphone on. I don't want to step on somebody, though. I'll holler at you in just a second. This is N0TR.
Okay, yeah, I can barely hear somebody in the noise, too, but it's pretty noisy.
I got about an S3 or S4, but usually Bulgaria is a walk in the park, Shane. But it sounds like somebody's wanting to have a conversation with him, and usually it's just a signal report. Here we go. Hang on a second. If I could just hear that last letter in the call there, I'll try it now. I think he got me, Shane. Yeah, he got me. But that was on a hope and a prayer. This antenna is absolutely phenomenal. That's all I can tell you about it.
About an S3. The other guy, I can hear him, but the needle's not even moving. But I got you, so there you go.
Well, good. Thanks for listening. Let me write that down, because I got it right. It's a real long call. Lima Zulu 20, ARDF, 20, ARD, and I got to erase something here, F. And this was at 0244. And you got to watch yourself, because today is actually the 30th already over there. It's 2 o'clock in the morning, and he's on 7024. Now entered in my log. But it's the Bulgarian Federation Radio Amateurs. Is proud to host the 20th World ARDF Championships 2022. It will be organized from August 28th to 3 September in a well-known resort. And got a beautiful card. But, and then you can look on QRZN, it'll tell you if they do Logbook of the World, and then they'll show you a map of it. And sure enough, he does.
For you. Do you use a straight key or a paddle?
I wish I could run a straight key that fast, Shane. No, that about ruined me. I started out on a Radio Shack record, which I still have, in a straight key from them, and I give it up because I just couldn't do it. And I think Gary, KI4DOS, he learned on a straight key, so he disagrees with me, and that's fine. But once I got my paddles, it's just so much better, and so much better to learn on. I highly recommend the paddles. Let me see what's on 7020 here. It's kind of a... No, that's just in Florida. The United States, you can work anywhere in the United States anytime, or Canada, or South America. I was talking to Vienna on the Super Loop the other night, and he says, you got a wonderful signal over here. He says, you're 10 over 9 here in Vienna, and I've got reports like that before, but I don't usually do sideband, but that made me feel good to hear him say that. And I had OE3DIA. I talked to him many other times on other bands, but I'd never really talked to him on sideband, so it was kind of a pleasure, you know. But I guarantee you, you'll be happy with it. Use those figures on the front that I just scratched down. I'm no draftsman, as you can well see. And I think you'll be pleased with the outcome of it. And then we can put an analyzer on it too, Shane.
Yeah, I will. I appreciate that. Yeah, I heard that Vienna station too. I heard you talking about the other day. He was really booming in here. I didn't get a chance to work him, but... Last night, Europe was really booming in here on 40 and 20. I made several contacts last night.
You got you.
You on a Yaesu 857D, but for the HF, I use a Yaesu 757GX. I get a lot better audio reports out of that, and also I can pull in contacts on that radio that the 857D won't pick up.
I really like Yaesu. Now, this is an Icon, but I bought it because I had one of them in another vehicle. That's what I got in my Tacoma. But, no, that's what I got upstairs. The Yaesus are in the Tacoma and in the Avalon, and I just love them. And I even bought a spare one from Phil, N4IQ's brother, and in case mine ever goes out. And it's remoted on a little thin cable back. The transmitter's actually in the trunk. But Yaesus are one of my favorites. But for the HF, I use the Kenwood. I have a 590SG. It looks like some people's transmitting on 20. I wonder if it's open tonight, 1427. I'll check it. By this time of night, and it is. I don't see anything. Well, I don't even have the band scope running. That would kind of help things. And I'll click it on, and it'll. Yeah, I can hear him, but he's in. Without looking, I think that's Tahiti. Three Bravo. Someplace in Micronesia. Okay, I got the band scope going. There's nothing on 20 right now. But they're showing. I've talked to him before. Where'd he go? Three Bravo, something. Yeah, Fox Romeo. Rodriguez Island. Oh, that's out in the Indian Ocean. I'm mistaken. I'm sure that's where it's at. Yep, I recognize his card. But he's not really strong enough to work.
Somebody, but I'm not sure which side of that is. My copying's not good enough yet. Haven't made it all the way through the alphabet. I'm working on it. I know all the letters, but not at 15 words a minute, which is what I'm working on.
Same call, and he's trying to call over there. But he's just usually 20 meters this time of night until the sunspots come up. Is pretty crappy, and it is tonight. There's the man's got the scope's not showing anything. That's that guy calling him. Let me go back down. 07, 005. That's my favorite frequency, but I'll see if there's anything on 40. Doesn't look like there's anything on 40 tonight either. So the man's, I guess people just give up on them as far as CW goes, because I'm looking. Let me stretch it out on the band scope. I'm looking at the whole band, and usually, if you go up about 70-20 on up to 70-30, that's where your slower code guys usually hang out. And they'll be around 70-25 or so, and that's where you'll hear conversations, which are much more difficult than just, yeah, you're 599. Even I struggle on conversational. KO4LAO, Jim, he's learning conversational CW with Ariel. I think that's an excellent idea, but I'm proud of both of you for at least trying. Most guys, they just won't put out the elbow grease, Shane.
Work, and I just try to be consistent at it every day, or I may miss one day a week, sometimes two, but I try to do it every morning. And it seems like, I used to worry about missing a day, but it seems like if I miss a day, I almost do better the next day than doing it, you know. I think my brain needed a rest. But I did listen to Ariel and Jim a couple times last week. I couldn't copy Ariel very well. He was just way, way down. But I did hear Jim calling him, but I couldn't hear both sides of the conversation.
It's not unusual when we're close. It's hard for people to understand that many times you just shoot right over the top of them, especially on 20 meters or something. You can be real close and not get ground wave, but yet you might be talking to Tahiti or to Germany or something. It's kind of hard to get used to that. But I've never seen the band quite this bad at night. It's just really stinko. I see on QRZ, if you see Europeans, like there's a Delta Lima 1 ERE, and he's talking to Lima Zulu, you're not going to hear that, most likely. I'll pull up a call, and like there's a WD4 here, ERM, and he's talking on 7020 to Alpha Fox 2 with Whiskey 4. That you might hear, but I don't, yeah, I see it on the band scope a little bit. I can click on the band scope and it'll go there. Yeah, go up there to 7020. There it is, yeah.
And he's pegging my needle. Got him over 9, S9 on here.
Yeah, I'm cheating. I'm looking. I turned the data on where I can see it. He was 20 over. Now, this guy is S5, 6, 7, long net region that he's talking to. And that one guy's in Wachee, Florida. Never heard of that.
Comment about Jim and Ariel. They're both exactly 15.3 miles away from me, just kind of on about a 10 to 15 degree angle. Heading difference. I just thought it was interesting that I could hear one of them, but not the other.
Yeah, it's still, to me, even at my age, it's magic. RF, you know, as an industrial electrician, I didn't mess with RF. Now, I worked with a lot of variable speed vacuum tube drives, but not really RF. It's a different world, and to me, it's just magic to be able to take a piece of 14-gauge wire or 16-gauge wire and string it up in the air and talk all over the world. Now, Chad made a notable discovery the other day. He uses a lot of MIG wire for MIG welders, and he measured it, and I think, and I'd have to go over there and get a mic or caliper, I think that copper clad steel I got from the wireman was around 54,000s. And you know, MIG wire is basically the same thing. It's copper clad steel. And Chad said it was about 54,000s.
Maybe I wonder if it would, if the cost on it is, it would be worth it.
Is your friend? Is Mr. Chad your friend? That's a dumb question. I know he is. Yeah, I think the cost would be affordable.
That's interesting. Well, there's all people use all kinds of things to radiate off of. So I like the wire antennas. I've got a vertical. It's still under my house. I took it down from my other place. It works 10 through 40. And let's see, it's a high gain DX77, I believe is what it's called. It's a really neat antenna, but I like working on these wires.
Well, Bill, N4IQ has every country in the world except one or two. And some of them's even been discontinued, like some of the ones I have been discontinued. And he works all of that on wire antennas, and that super loop has about 4 dB of gain, so that's pretty good. A beam is only usually about 6.9, somewhere along that area. So you know, and so it does have some gain to it. And he has two of them, and then they're oriented in different directions, of course. But He's just an amazing person, and he can run Morse code about up to about 40, I think he said. He's one of the smartest individuals I've ever met in my life, especially when it comes to ham radio.
Talked to him off and on over the years, and I just met him face to face a few weeks ago, a couple months ago, I guess, up at Fred's. That was a joy. And back to your Keir, I meant to comment on that. I thought I'd heard you say one time that you used a straight key, and then when I heard you tonight, I was like, boy, if he's using a straight key, he is very consistent and very quick. So I'm glad you cleared that up for me. I've got one of each. They're both very old. I inherited them from my father-in-law. Most of my stuff was his stuff, what he had. But I'm working, learning both of them. I can do the straight key. You know, I can send on it. I practice a lot with that. I can also do the paddle, and obviously I can see how much better that would be to go fast with it.
I can just reach there when you're, you know, I can just hit the key and turn it to match up if I want to talk to somebody at 20 words a minute. I like about 28. If I'm cherry picking on contests, I don't work contests really, Shane. If I see a call sign that looks interesting, I'll work it. I'll run 30 words a minute. But as far as me being able to sit here and copy conversation at that speed, no, I can't. I do hear well at 28. I would not say that I could do that perfect copy, but we had in the old days to pass 20 words a minute, and that was bad enough. But Bill, he can do that up to about 40. Just an amazing man. It's just a pleasure to know him. And the things that he's worked on in his engineering career is amazing. But yeah, I wanted to mention that about the wire tonight. It wasn't so late. But at any rate, talk to Chad about that. And I haven't. You know, I worked on welders all my career up there in the machine shop, especially when they moved the structural shop up there. But they never used any flux core stuff like the guys use around home. They just used the solid wire. But I never equated the fact that it would be probably the same as what you get. But the stuff from the wire man is just 22 cents a foot when I bought mine the other day. I like that stuff that Bill told me about. It's N0TR. It's called, I think it's a number 513 Silky. And it has a black insulation on it. And it's easier to handle than the plain old copper-clad steel. The copper-clad steel is kind of like taking a mattress apart and trying to straighten the springs out in it. You know what I mean?
Okay, I do. Yeah, I know what you mean there. And I do like the insulated, the black insulated stuff, because it seems to just disappear. I've got one, that wire antenna I've got up is insulated black like that. Sometimes I'll look up and have to look twice to find it, even though I know right where it is. And I missed that whole thing, the comment with, you know, about the wire there from Chad. I was actually just meaning, I wonder if you could pick it up, if it would be cheaper at a store than going to an amateur radio outlet for the wire, if it would cost less somewhere else, you know, at a welding store. But I have no idea. It was just a comment I threw out there.
Chad. And I don't tell everybody that, but they just talk to Chad. And he's an amazing man, too, I got to tell you. That's the best thing that's happened to ham radio in the last 10 years. He's just amazing. Phil told me that one day, that comment, and I agree with him 1,000%. What a guy. Oh, he's having a little trouble with his lathe now, and he's got these phase converters on him. And so I'm going to run up there and see if I can help him out with that whenever he says come by. He's clear of the COVID now. And those darn things, what they do is they create an additional phase. Instead of two phases of 240, you got three phases then. But I haven't dealt with them hardly any. I had a friend that had one, and they tend to have harmonics, and if your frequency in within 1 or 2 hertz, you can get heating in the motor, and he's having problems with it kicking the breaker and that. So it just tickles me to death that I can go up there and give him a hand for once, because he's always helping everybody, you know.
He is a big asset to amateur radio. I'll tell you what, I've heard him just jump in and take the bull by the horns, and he's like I said, he's a big asset to ham radio. I know a lot of people appreciate his help. All right, Tom, I got to go to bed. I got to get up and work in the morning, and I just figured you were in here, and I wanted to say thank you. And really good, enjoy the conversation. I always enjoy talking to you. And I hope you and Miss Bernice have a good evening. And I will talk to you again probably tomorrow sometime. N0TR and 4ZLK. Have a good night.
Well, the pleasure's all mine, Shane. I really enjoyed it, too, and especially when the bands are dead here. I was just going to shut the HF off. I usually do if there's nothing on it much. But a lot of times, those guys are just getting up way late in the night. I asked Ariel one time, I said, how in the world do you ever get DXCC on 160, because that's the only band I don't have DXCC on. I got 8 bands. I'd like to have a 9 band. He says, many a sleepless night, Tom. Well, I ain't going to do that. Bob, ND7J, told me he got up at 2 o'clock in the morning the other day to work an island off of Australia. No, I ain't getting up 2 o'clock in the morning. I might go to the restroom, but I ain't going to turn all this ham radio stuff on. Shoot. Well, like I said, you're welcome to come by anytime, Shane. If we're not here, you just make yourself at home. And Tim's my neighbor over here. Just tell him Tom said it's okay. He wouldn't do any more than shoot you, I don't think. But he's really a wonderful neighbor. Old-fashioned like me. But he's still a working man. You take care, Shane, and I'll look for you down the line. And, I was going to tell you, a Bencher paddle is a good starter paddle. But if you got one already, you don't need it. And I even have one, an English paddle here, if you don't have any, that I'd loan you, that the kids bought me. But I don't use it anymore. I use this one. It's called N3ZN, November 3, Zulu November. Look at that website sometime. And the reason I got it is I tend to push the key around. And this one's got a piece of bronze on it about 4 inches in diameter and about an inch thick, and it don't push very easy. Come on by, I'll let you try it out. N4ZLK, N0TR. Good night, Shane, 73.
Paddle. And it's heavy, too. It's like a solid block. Anyway, but, yeah, I appreciate it. Going to say something else, because one of the comments I can't remember. I'll talk to you later, Tom. N0TR, N4ZLK, 73.